Hi everyone. I decided this year I would change up the blog a bit and add a new component to it, which is podcasts. So this is my very first podcast for Beyond the Wild Garden, and I am dedicating this to my vegetable patch, which I think a lot of the podcasts will be dedicated to the vegetable garden because there's so much going on down there. Even though it's only January, I am pleased to report there is some green growth down there, namely from my garlic, which I planted back in November. And I planted it in November because I did a lot of research on growing garlic before I invested in my bulbs. The main book I used was Grow Your Own Veg by Carol Klein, and in it I followed her guidelines to a T and I planted them as she says in the book. So all my bulbs were broken up into their individual cloves and I planted them so the tip of each clove was just below the surface of the soil, and each clove is planted roughly 4 inches apart in rows that are between 9 and 10 inches apart. I think I went more towards the 9 inches because it meant I got more cloves in the area where I want to plant them. So that was the main reason I planted them that way. I'm pleased to say there is already growth showing down there and it's kind of peeking up through the soil. So it was a great kind of surprise when I went down there to a good hour and a half's worth of weeding down there. But I was pleasantly surprised when I seen the green shoots starting to peek up through the soil, because I really wasn't expecting anything for another few weeks. But I suppose the weather here has been so mild, everything's kind of getting a head start on itself. I'm really looking forward to having my own garlic down the end of my garden and being able to pick it and have a good supply of it throughout the year, because I spend a good bit of money on garlic because I use it so much. So it's going to be great to actually have my own and not have to run out to the shop every time I need some. I'm following Fiona Dillon's advice from her book Food from an Irish Garden, and she suggests planting a second crop of garlic in early spring just to ensure that you have a continuous supply of garlic. And definitely in this house we will need a continuous supply of garlic because I use it so much. But I can't wait to see the garlic develop more, and hopefully I think in August or September I should be harvesting my first garlic bulbs, so that'll be very exciting, and no doubt it will be broadcast all over the blog and on Twitter. But if you have any advice for vegetables that you think I should try out in my vegetable patch, make sure to leave a comment below or to tweet me. I am at David Criscadden on Twitter, so make sure to share any advice or tips that you have, and I will make sure to share them on the blog as well. Thanks very much, guys.